Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, and especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Bill Brandt back on the show. Bill is an 11-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Chief Executive Officer of Development Specialists Incorporated. He's a global business executive, problem solver extraordinaire, and also a pretty darn influential political operative of the Democrat persuasion. But he's here to talk to us about a couple of different things. One thing that he might not know we were going to talk about, I'm not sure, but we're going to talk about some work that he's very familiar with a little bit later on the show about the unfunded pension plans that are out there. But Bill, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Jim. I'm doing fine. Always happy to chat with you, even if the topic is a surprise.
Well, it's not a big surprise because I'm sure you know all about it. I'd like for you to give us a report on whether you think there is actually going to be a budget after 4 years of our government not having a budget. For whatever reason, I'm not throwing any stones at anybody, even though I could. After 4 years, there seems to be, the president sent over a budget, the Congress is considering it. Is there going to be a budget?
I don't know. This is going to sound even crazier. I almost don't care.
Really?
What I care about, no. I mean, a budget is just an outline for expenditures. I mean, I understand the whole concept.
Isn't it their job? Isn't it the law?
I think the law is to find some way, if you think about it, Jim, to balance revenues and expenditures. And a budget, of course, is a map for how you'd like to do that.
Right.
But you and I know, as does everybody else who's got a farthing of interest in Washington, that there are all kinds of supplemental bills put out. We're running a war in Afghanistan
right.
on one right now that are off budget. Mm.
Didn't the Enron people go to jail for that?
Yeah, they did. Isn't that amazing? Apparently, don't do what we do. Don't do what we say, not what
That's
we
right.
do.
I only have my tongue somewhat in my cheek here, Bill.
Well, but it's not a Dem. I mean, both sides have done this for years.
Yeah.
I mean, and so when you tell me they're going to pass a budget, and that is that the be all and end all? To me, I'm going to use that famous Irish three letters we always use: BFD. Okay, and what I care about is the concessions, and I'm using that term in the general sense, are the openings for bargaining I'm seeing in both sides on the budget leading to a bargain among a lot of people, which will rein in a lot of expenditures that many of us are concerned about.
Well,
we were going to talk about pensions, for example.
Isn't that what the budget does? It reveals what your plans are and what my plans are.
Well, I think it's like a card game. It shows the opening hand. But you and I both know that unlike card games where you got to put all your cards on the table, in Washington, because of continuing resolutions and supplementals, you can have a side card game going on that most of the observers of the main card game never see.
It's called a shadow budget, right?
Well, I mean, look, there are things we do off the clock. The Social Security is, for example, one of those. It is It is funded through a collection of taxes.
It's
is
a
not as
scheme.
Broke. Pardon? Well, it's not a Ponzi scheme, but it's not. There is no lockbox or savings account. The fact of the matter is, it's far more healthy than most people think because the tax structure is decent for it, and you could do a few things to it. But apart from that, you could both Medicare. I mean, a friend once told me, Dick Durbin, senior senators.
Mm-hmm.
He's a wonderful guy. He has told me that Social Security is arithmetic. Medicare is algebra, and he said Medicaid is calculus, and that's how you have to approach it when you're trying to deal with these problems.
It's a bigger, harder problems to solve. So back to the budget, though. Isn't that their prime directive when they go to Washington? Isn't there the one thing that they're supposed to do is to fund the government?
you know, or if you take the other tack, isn't the one thing they're supposed to do is get reelected? So,
well,
I mean, you know, it
yeah,
depends
but we're not
on
paying
your,
them to get reelected. We're paying
well,
them to
they,
for the government.
There are some partisans on both sides who do think they're getting paid to be reelected
yeah,
to ensure
right.
that one viewpoint or vision
it's
stays.
Called, it's called political class.
It is called the political class, but it's also, you know, you and I argue about this all the time, but I think the country is, excuse me, perfectly evenly divided, and I couldn't be happier that it is.
No, I agree. No, I agree with that. It's just that it really does bother me that we got people on whichever side of the aisle, doesn't, I don't care who it is, that basically just disregards the basic elements of their job. And, I mean, regardless of what they wind up producing, I mean, just produce them. Do your job. And whether I agree with how you do it or not, do your job. That's my point. Bill, hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, a lot of promises were made in the 21st century, in the 20th century, that are coming due in the 21st century. And Bill is going to explain to us where the problems are in that. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.